into his American adventures comes Bulldog Drummond.
There's a sidewalk telescope, you know. I've always been curious to look through one.
Well, I doubt if you'd see much, Denny. It doesn't appear to be a particularly good instrument.
I beg your pardon, mister. This here's the highest power telescope on the street.
Really?
You said it, mister. This is bargain night.
My word, bargain night. You said it.
Regular price is 2 bits, but tonight you can see Venus in all her rare and glorious beauty for only 10 cents. One dime. How about it, gents?
Dear me, it should certainly be worth 10 cents to look at Venus in all her beauty.
Well, go ahead, then, and satisfy your curiosity, Denny.
Yes, sir, I will.
I'm sorry, mister. I ain't got change for this half dollar.
Oh, well, never mind. I'll have a look, too, at your regular prices.
That's a spread, mister.
Oh, dear.
What's the matter, Denny?
The telescope doesn't seem to be focused properly. I tried to adjust it, and now I can't see anything.
Wait, I'll fix it for you. Hey, you shouldn't have turned this wheel. That's the elevation. How's it now?
Why, I'm looking at the roof of an office building. Oh, great Scott.
What is it?
Something is being raised to the top of the flagpole up there. Captain Drummond, this man has swindled me. This isn't a telescope at all. There must be a device inside which shows a shocking motion picture instead of the stars.
You're nuts. Let me fix it, then.
Don't touch it, please. I'll look into the telescope.
Go ahead. I don't know what you'll see after this guy monkeyed with it, but this glass is okay.
The man's right, Denny. There's nothing wrong with this telescope.
But, sir, did you see the same thing?
Yes, Denny. A woman in a crinoline dress and a bonnet is hanging by the neck from the flagpole on top of that office building.
Oh, dear. First we couldn't get a taxi cab, and now we're here at the office building. We can't get an elevator.
And from the signs, this is the only one that goes to the roof.
And from the indicator, that's where it is now, sir, and where it apparently intends to remain.
Here comes someone who may be able to help us.
A man carrying a time clock. He must be a watchman.
I beg your pardon. Is anything wrong with this elevator?
Yeah, not that I know of. Why?
Oh, he's been ringing the bell for 5 minutes, but the indicator hasn't moved.
Oh, it's that night elevator kid. He must be up on the roof again, sneaking a smoke. Here, get in this car.
Well, thank you very much.
What floor do you want?
The roof, please.
Have you got business with Mr. Richards?
I'm not sure, but there's a woman hanging from the flagpole on top of this building.
A woman hanging from the flagpole? Say, you kidding?
Not in the least. I'm Captain Drummond. We saw the woman through a sidewalk telescope not 20 minutes ago.
What's more, she was wearing an old-fashioned sunbonnet and a crinoline dress.
Oh, I see. So that's it, eh?
So that's what?
Well, there's a studio on the roof, the Richards Studio. They take photographs for advertising. There's been a flock of models up there tonight posing for pictures in old Wild West clothes. Girls who wearing big bonnets and flouncy dresses.
But that doesn't explain why one of them should have been hanged on the flagpole.
Oh, must have been a dummy you saw. There's always a lot of kidding goes on when they take pictures at night. Yeah, this is as far as this car goes. 29th floor. The roof is another flag up.
I see. Well, where's the stairway?
Yeah, I'll show you. Come along. You know, I'm kind of curious about this thing myself.
My word, I should think he would be.
Yeah, elevator boy is probably up here watching whatever's going on.
Well, there's his car with the door open. It's empty.
Yeah, kid needs a lesson. You don't know what it means to stay on a job. Say, this is funny. The door leading out on the roof is bolted on the inside. There can't be anybody out there except the ones who went through the offices.
Well, I'd suggest you open the door so we can see who is there.
Yeah, sure.
My word, there's not a soul out here on the roof.
No, Denny. And there's nothing hanging from the flagpole either.
Oh, dear. Do you suppose we could have both been seeing things, sir?
We saw exactly what we thought we saw, Denny. But at the moment, I'm interested in what we don't see.
You mean the woman, sir?
No. I mean, where is the elevator boy?
We've searched this roof thoroughly, and there's no trace of either the woman or the elevator boy.
Well, I beg your pardon, Denny. There's one slight trace. This partially smoked cigarette that was lying just outside the door to the roof.
No lipstick on it. Couldn't have been smoked by a woman.
You noticed that too, do you, Denny?
If you ask me, there never was any woman out here.
But as Captain Drummond asked, where is the elevator boy?
Well, he's probably in one of the photograph studios, neglecting his work as usual. I'm going to teach that kid a lesson.
What kind of lesson?
The control switches for the elevators are up here in the machinery chamber just inside the door to the roof. I'm going to shut off the power on the car we come up in, and we'll take the kid's car down.
My word, is that rather mean to make him walk down 30 flights of stairs?
I said I was going to teach him. I'll lock the door to the switch chamber when I get through so he can't turn the power back on. He'll have to walk down to get the keys.
Is that the door to the switch chamber?
Yeah. You two get in the car. I'll be with you in a minute.
Very well. Well, Denny, we won't keep the watchman waiting long, but I think we should ask some questions inside the photographic studio.
Yes, sir. The watchman said the place was run by a Mr. Richards.
Hey, come here quick.
Come along, Denny.
Yes, sir. Look, I opened the door to the switches and... Look, there he is.
Oh, dear. The elevator boy.
Yeah, must have fainted or something and fallen into the machinery off the roof elevator.
No. He was murdered.
He's dead?
Yes. And he was killed before his body was put in here. If that elevator had been started, the marks of murder would have been destroyed.
But no woman.
I believe I can reconstruct the murder of the elevator boy. is the cigarette butt I picked up out of the roof.
Oh, I understand, sir. Apparently the boy came up on the roof for a smoke and caught the woman's murderer in the act.
I think so, Denny. Notice the cigarette wasn't put out. It stopped burning by itself when less than half consumed.
And what do you make of that?
The boy must have lighted the cigarette in the elevator coming up. He stepped out on the roof and the woman's murderer strangled him.
And the cigarette fell to the roof.
Exactly.
Well, that's fancy guesswork, but where's the woman's body?
I'm not sure. When you brought us up, you told us that some models were here tonight, posing for photographs.
Sure, for the Richard Studios.
You said the models were attired in old Wild West costumes.
Yes, that's right.
How did you know what they were wearing?
Well, I saw a bunch of them come out the elevator down the lobby.
In their costumes? How odd.
Oh, they was only going to the restaurant in the building for a bite to eat. I heard one of them say they had half an hour before they went back for some more pictures.
And how long ago was that?
Oh, about half an hour. Say, I just happened to think of something.
Well, better late than never.
One guy in a cowboy suit come down after the others. He had on one of those handlebar mustaches. It looked phony to me.
And how did you happen to notice him?
Oh, of course, he kept ringing for an elevator from the 29th floor, so I went up and got him.
And that's when you first decided that the elevator boy was up on the roof having a smoke?
Yeah, I thought this guy couldn't find him, so he walked down the flight and rung for another elevator.
Yes. Well, thanks for the information. Now, I'd suggest that you get back to your elevator. The models will be returning from their supper any moment.
See, that's right.
Notice especially if the cowboy with the false mustache is among them.
Sure will. Oh, but look, I've got to get on the phone and tell the cops about this murder.
Denny and I'll attend to that. Bring the models up here, please, and don't tell them what's happened.
Why not?
I'd prefer to watch their reactions when I tell them. Come along, Denny. We're going to talk to Mr. Richards. I understand, Mr. Richards, that you have a group of models here tonight posing for photographs.
That's right, Captain Drummond. The job is a rush order, so we're working overtime. Now, would you mind telling me why you're interested?
Why, we looked through a telescope and...
Please, Denny, please.
Very well, sir. But that's how it happened.
Sounds most amusing.
No, Mr. Richards. Murder is never amusing.
Murder?
Yes. There was at least one murder committed tonight on the roof just outside. And I believe there were two.
Good heavens.
Who was killed?
The night elevator boy, for one.
Freddie, who did it?
I'm not positive. That's why I wish you wouldn't mention murder to anyone until I've talked with a certain suspect.
Who's that?
A man wearing a cowboy costume and a false mustache.
All the men are wearing cowboy clothes. At least two of them are false mustaches.
This one was the polar bear type. The mustache, I mean.
The walrus type, Denny.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I'm still referring to the mustache, not the man.
As I recall, John Andrews was using a big false mustache.
I'd like to talk to him then, please.
Of course. They should all be back in the studio by this time. Let me look in here.
They're back, sir.
John Andrews.
Yes, sir.
Come into my office.
He's coming.
You want to see me, Mr. Richards?
John, this is Captain Drummond.
I want to ask you some questions. Questions? What about?
About a false mustache, Mr. Andrews.
Oh, that's the thing. I've got it right here in a pocket. Do you want to see how I look with it on?
Well, there's someone who does. Denny, will you bring in the watchman?
Yes, directly.
Mr. Andrews, why aren't you wearing the mustache?
Why should I, except in front of the camera? I just got back from supper, and you can't eat through a strainer like that.
Well, suppose you put it on now.
Why, sure, if Mr. Richards says so.
Go ahead, John. There's the wall mirror.
Thanks.
Here's the watchman's,
There it is. Look me over.
Yes, watchman. Look him over. Is he the man?
Well, the mustache looks the same, and... he's about the same build. I thought his face was thinner, but he was standing back of me all the way down.
All the way down? Say, what is this?
I'd like to know if you took an elevator down to the lobby about half an hour ago from the 29th floor instead of the 30th.
No, I didn't. The whole gang of us went down from this floor.
Captain Drummond, I don't think this is fair to John. An elevator boy was murdered, John. You're apparently under suspicion.
I am. Why?
I don't know. Captain Drummond seems to be impressed by the watchman's story that he took you downstairs from the 29th floor.
The watchman's story? Now, look here. I didn't even know the elevator boy, but the watchman did.
Huh?
Perhaps he invented this story to cover himself.
You phony painted up sissy.
You
out to
you now, tell me like
that. Listen here. That fancy-looking shrimp ain't going to accuse me of no murder.
No one is accusing anyone at the moment. But I believe another murder was committed here tonight.
Yes, a woman dressed in a crinoline and a bonnet.
Great Scott.
Now, Thelma.
Thelma? Who's she?
Thelma Lawson. One of the most beautiful models in this business. She happens to be a protege of mine.
Don't tell me Venus is dead.
Venus?
Well, that's her nickname.
Oh, dear. I try to look at Venus through a telescope, and I see her hanging from a flagpole.
Tell me something, John. There were four girls dressed in crinolines and bonnets. What made you think it was Thelma who was murdered?
Oh, she didn't go down to eat with the rest of us, and she wasn't here when we got back.
You hate her, don't you?
You know I do, and you know why. I'd like to see her dead. But I didn't kill her.
Denny.
Yes, sir?
Telephone the police. I'll make sure that nobody leaves the premises.
Posted at every door. Now then, Drummond, where can you and I talk in private?
In Mr. Richards' office, Inspector Maxson, through this door.
Good. Let's go in.
I've asked a few questions since Denny phoned you. John Andrews had a motive for killing Thelma Lawson.
That's too bad about her. If she is dead, Venus, they called her.
And from her photographs, they weren't exaggerating. But, you see, she was responsible for Andrews losing a substantial motion picture contract. She persuaded the picture company officials to engage a friend of hers instead.
And I suppose Andrews has hated her ever since. Well, that's a motive for murder, but we still aren't sure that she's dead.
Denny is trying to find evidence that she is. I expect to hear from him very soon.
You got an idea where her body is?
The body or its remains. Frankly, I don't believe that Andrews is guilty. The other models say that he rode down in the elevator with them, ate supper, came back.
Well, then, what about the watchman's statement?
He didn't definitely identify Andrews as the man with the mustache. The man he took down was undoubtedly the murderer, but I don't think it was Andrews. Come in, Denny. Ah, you've brought the watchman with you, I see.
Yes, sir. And some other things.
Here's what we found in the ashes downstairs.
Yes, gruesome stuff. Charred bones and some jewelry.
I have something else here in my pocket, a most distinctive ring. One of the models identified it as a ring that Miss Lawson always wore.
Where did you find these things?
In the incinerator of the restaurant in the basement, Inspector.
I came to the conclusion that there was only one way the girl's body could have been disposed of so quickly from the roof. It must have been dropped down the vent of the restaurant incinerator.
Why didn't the murderer dispose of the elevator boy's body the same way?
Because it would look more natural if his body were found. Once the elevator to the roof had started, it would have erased all evidence of murder. It would have looked as though the boy had been adjusting the controls and had fallen into the machinery.
Pardon me, sir. There's some other items here in the remains from the incinerator.
Yes, Denny, I noticed them. Brass studs, apparently from a cowboy belt.
That proves I was right. The guy in the cowboy outfit with the big mustache rode down with me in the elevator. Then he must have gone down into the basement and thrown the cowboy suit into the incinerator.
Well, that exonerates Andrews because he rode back up in the elevator wearing a cowboy costume.
So now we haven't got a suspect.
Oh, I beg your pardon, Inspector. I'm sure we have. Denny, did you inspect the freight elevator?
Yes, I did, as you asked me to, sir. The car is at the 29th floor when it should be in the basement.
Then that's the way the murderer got back up here. Mr. Richards told me that only two people stayed here when the models went down for supper.
Two people? Himself, I suppose. And who else?
The head photographer, Bob Wilson. Supposedly, he spent that time in the dark room developing the pictures he'd taken. Denny, let's have Mr. Richards, please.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Richards, Captain Drummond would like to speak with you.
Yes, of course. What is it, Drummond?
Mr. Richards, your head photographer, Bob Wilson, is about the same size as Mr. Andrews, is he not?
I'm sorry to admit it, but he is.
But if Bob Wilson wore a cowboy costume over his clothes, he would appear considerably larger. On the other hand, Mr. Richards, you would be about the same size as Andrews, and you couldn't conceal your thin face.
What are you insinuating?
Nothing, Mr. Richards. You murdered Thelma Lawson. You hanged her from the flagpole.
Are you crazy?
No. And I hope you're not. No one but you could have killed the girl. You murdered the elevator boy, too. And then you put on that cowboy costume and the mustache and rode down in the elevator.
very interesting.
You hope to throw suspicion on John Andrews, who had a possible motive for murdering Miss Lawson. There's just one question I'd like to have you answer.
I'll answer nothing.
Why did you hang the girl on the flagpole when it would have been so much easier to strangle her?
This is outrageous.
Hold it, Richards. You're going to headquarters with me. You're under arrest. The charge is suspicion of murder.
I'm sorry, I haven't been in touch with you, Inspector. Denny and I have been doing a bit of research.
Did you dig up anything, Drummond?
Yes, I think we did.
Well, let's hear it. We've done our usual job. We turned Richard's office and his apartment inside out. We found hundreds of fingerprints, which don't mean a thing.
And you checked all of Richard's associates, I suppose?
Naturally, Denny. We've had our men watching a dozen of them for the past 24 hours. But none of the reports will give us a motive for Richards to murder Venus.
Well, his motive, of course, is the real evidence we need.
Sure, but everything we've dug up points away from a motive. Now, here's what we found. In 1929, Thelma Lawson's grandfather went broke.
Yes, that's Jacob Lawson. He took Thelma when her father and mother were killed in an automobile accident.
That's right. And in 29, Thelma was 7 years old. That's when Richards discovered her as a child model. He helped her get jobs. He took her under his wing and promoted her. As a matter of fact, he was her agent, taking 10% of everything she earned.
I beg your pardon, Inspector. Captain Drummond knows all that.
Yes, well, Richards built Thelma up. She was the highest paid model in the business when she died. And she was paying him 10% of what she got. So, why should he kill her?
For one reason.
Well, if you found the motive, I wish you'd let me hear it.
I told you that we'd done some research. Now, here's a photostatic copy of an old newspaper. It's called the Mesa Range Outlook. It was published once a week in Arizona.
Notice the date, Inspector. 1895. 50 years ago.
Yes, Benny.
The story I've marked is an account of the hanging of a man named Peter Smith. He was supposed to have killed a man in a cattle war which was raging in that territory.
Well, I don't get the connection with this murder case.
Well, you will when you study this newspaper story. Smith was convicted of murder on the testimony of his partner, a man named Jake Lawson. But Smith's wife testified that Lawson committed perjury to save himself.
Jake Lawson? Well, that's the name of Thelma's grandfather, Jacob Lawson.
Precisely. And Peter Smith changed his name to Peter Richards. He was Peter Smith, son of the man that Jacob Lawson hanged 50 years ago.
Are you sure of this?
We've checked every fact. It occurred to me right at the start of the case that hanging Thelma from the flagpole was some sort of gesture on the part of her murderer, especially in a costume of the old Wild West.
I thought it a trifle gaudy myself, sir.
You say it was a gesture, Drummond?
A symbol, if you like. The trademark of an old feud. I'm positive that Richard arranged to hang Thelma Lawson in just that way to avenge his father.
From your evidence, Drummond, I'm convinced.
All right. Richards must be the murderer. And we've got a case that'll stand up in court. I'll have Richards rearrested.
Rearrested? My word, we thought you had him in jail.
I did, as long as I could. We held him exactly 24 hours. He was released 20 minutes before you came in.
Then he's well ahead of us. Inspector, we need a police car. We've got to reach old Jacob Lawson before Richards kills him, too.
What do you want with me? Why do you wake me up in the middle of the night?
Stay quiet, Jake Lawson.
There's nothing here for you to steal. I haven't had any money for years.
I'm not looking for money.
Then what do you want?
Your life. You could have taken it years ago. But I wanted to make you suffer.
I don't understand.
My real name is Peter Smith. I'm the son of the man who was hanged 50 years ago on your perjured testimony.
Peter Smith?
My mother swore vengeance against you. She told me so as you was dying. That's why I'm here.
You're Peter Smith?
Yes. I learned a long time ago that you worshipped your granddaughter. Thelma Lawson, her name was. I found her when she was a child.
Why, you're Mr. Richard.
Now you understand. I taught your granddaughter to be the most famous mother of the day. Last night, I hanged her. Just as you had my father hanged.
It was him or me.
Well, Lawson, this time it's you. I planned to make you suffer for a long time. Captain Drummond butted in. Sooner or later, he'll find me out.
I hope it's soon.
Won't be soon enough to stop me from killing you.
Get away from me.
I haven't time to hang you. A bullet will...
Oh, nice work, sir. You shot the gun out of his hand.
Captain Drummond?
I say, I believe the old man has fainted.
No, Denny. He's dead. The shock was too much for his heart. Well, he's finally paid for his crime.
And Richards will pay for both of his.
The one I feel sorry for is Thelma Lawson. She knew nothing of her grandfather's guilt.
Poor girl. From her picture, she was such a beauty. I can understand why they called her Venus, although I never saw her.
I say, sir, I just thought of something.
What's that, Denny?
I never saw the planet Venus either.
Paul Drummond to tell us about his sweet stories. In a rundown manor outside a small southern town, the body of an old woman disappears from her deathbed. A moment later, her son dies, apparently from heart failure, and his body also vanishes. A medicine bottle, a hypodermic needle, and a mosquito bite are clues which point to murder. I call the story The Mystery of the Natural Death. Be sure to listen, won't you?
And so into the night walks Bulldog Drummond, seeking new adventure and excitement. The next adventure with Bulldog Drummond will be heard over most of these same stations next week at the same time.